Yes, it's the Govers. Hello there. You member of our club?
Sure. I joined months ago.
Oh, swell. This lady with you, you member?
Well, certainly. Mrs. Smith got me to join.
Fine, fine. Oh, so there's another lady heading this way. How do you do, ma'am? Are you member?
Member of what?
Why, member of the I'm Glad I Did Club.
What kind of a club is that? Well, haven't you heard? It's for all of us ladies who started using new dice for our washing.
Well, what's dice?
Why, dice is a new kind of soap.
That's right. It's a wonderful new kind of granulated soap. There's never been any soap quite like dice before.
Oh.
Dr. Gamble's putting it out, and it's marvelous.
You bet dice is marvelous. Why, we've got letters by the bushels from ladies telling how glad they are they tried dice.
Sure. That makes us all members of the I'm Glad I Did Club.
Oh.
But tell me, what's so wonderful about this new dice?
Why, dice does...
Dice does all three kinds of wash.
Sure. Towels, work shirts, the pretty colored rayon slips.
What? You don't mean you can use this same dust for colored rayons and for dirty work clothes, too?
Of course. Does is wonderfully safe for rayons and fussy colored washables.
Yes, does is a lot safer for those nice colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap. And yet it gets my husband's work shirts clean without any hard scrubbing, either.
But what about the white tissue?
Oh, does is a whiz for white tissue.
You bet. Why, no soap I ever use can beat does for turning out snowy white washes.
Well, I declare.
Just you try does, and then you...
Yes, and then you'll be joining the I'm Glad I Did Club, too. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Fleming. Did you want to say something?
Well, all that's left for me to say to all you listening is just try Dove's for yourself and see how different it is. Remember, Dove's is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Dove's. And next wash day, let Dove's do everything. And now, the Govers. Well, the gloom of the Goldberg house is so thick you could cut it with a knife. All because Molly got a garbled message from Sammy and thinks that Chris Cater and Oriane are through with each other. And all Molly's preparations for a wedding, the invited guests, the cookies and cakes, the three turkeys all piled up in her hands. She tried to cancel everything, but she can't cancel that feeling in her heart. Although if she only knew it, the train that's bringing Sammy home also carries Mr. and Mrs. Chris Cater. But listen to Rosie.
Rosalie, please. Watch me the time. What does the clock stand?
Rosie, it's not same time yet now.
What is it with the guest list?
I don't need it now, do you?
I want to go over it. See if you didn't exclude somebody when you were canceling.
Here, Mom.
Oh, let's see. Cancel Mr. and Mrs. Willoughby.
Uh-huh.
Cancel Mr. and Mrs. Elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel to Greenberg.
Uh-huh.
And, they canceled everybody here?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, will?
Positive, ma'am.
And Taylor will work to me. Papa should be back from Dr. Taylor's party.
Oh? Well, maybe he went right to the station, ma'am.
Bob will go right to the station when he knows I want to go and meet Samuel all to the station? Shouldn't do that. Oh, really, I'm so beside myself. I'm so beside myself to know what happened. So did Orion went into the Norbert phone with David. New York alone. A needle in the haystack. Why didn't it preclude itself as expected, Dad? I just thought about it. Car?
Uh-huh.
Or to his car.
What is the button now?
He's delivering me. Oh, what shall I do now with two churches? What shall I do? You open the back door, Evelyn?
Yes,
ma'am. Oh. The churches, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Bring them in. So bring me one in. That's a disappointment.
Oh,
let me help you.
It's all right.
It's a beautiful place. Do you roast it, Mom? The way I feel, I would like to give them away. What joy I was going to make those two places with what joy. I was going to use the new recipe for the new supper. And then the new gravy. Oh, take it inside, Rosie. Take it inside. It breaks my heart to look at. Take it away from my mouth. Not me. Everybody believes it, but not me. I will not eat it. But even the moth cook mother wouldn't eat it. Jay?
Yes.
Oh, well, what did Dr. Kay describe to him?
What could he say?
The butcher just delivered them. Am I going to visit three places now, Ray? Places and no ribbons?
You have yourself to blame for that.
I think you better go down to the station to meet Sammy, Pa. Time is over. What time is the train coming in here?
The same time the train from New York comes in every evening.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
The train comes in at 4:15. I'll get my coat and my wraparound hat.
Why do you want your coat?
I'm going to the station to meet Sammy. I'll take the phone, Rosalie. Right. Breakfast, 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 breakfast. Hello? Yes. It's Mr. Willoughby.
I'll talk to him.
Oh, yes, Paul.
Hello, Willoughby. I'm going to the station now. 4:15. I don't know. All we know is that Sammy called up.
Molly, and... just come next to
me. Pardon me, Willoughby. Molly. Am I on the phone or are you on the phone?
You.
Hello, Willoughby. Are you there? Sammy called Martha Wilberforce when he couldn't get us. And
he said that...
Molly, please. Hello, Willoughby. Are you there? He called and said no wedding.
Don't prepare no wedding.
Hold on, Willoughby. Now, here, Molly. You tell him if you're so anxious.
You're telling him. Tell him.
Hey, Molly, Molly. Hello, Willoughby. Are you there? I think the best thing to do is to go to the station. Sammy will know everything. I can't imagine what happened. I don't know.
How did you post it instead of being
all right, Willoughby. I'll see you at the station. Goodbye. Get my glasses, Rosie.
Are you walking or riding?
I need my glasses in either case.
What did you do with the cases, Rosie? I'll put them on the kitchen table. Why not get the good old dog?
Get my glasses.
So what do I do first? Get the glasses for his wife. It's a delicate situation. A delicate situation like love. Then it's a question of love. Then it is difficult enough to bring them together, people like Orion and Chris. There's so much transpire, so much transpire. Then it's nearly done on the rock. Oh, you're planning. You're planning something. Tell your wife. Who's closer to you than me? Who's closer to a man than a wife? Tell your wife. Tell me. No. No, no. Instead, everything is done behind my back.
You're getting my glasses, Rosie.
Takes a woman to understand a woman.
You'd be surprised how certain men understand certain women.
Thank you. Do you want me to help you, Paul?
I can help myself as always. Thank you.
Take the waiting off now. Thank you. Can I go to the station?
I don't see why it's necessary now for anyone to go.
Hey, Rosie, please take the phone. I'm not home. I'm not in the mood. Hello? Yes.
Who is this?
At 4:15.
Who is the proper thing?
Well, if you want to.
Who wants to?
Mrs. A.D. wants to go to the station to meet Sammy.
I'm going, Molly.
All right, Molly. The station is free and equal for everybody.
Hello? All right, Mrs. A.D.
Yes. Goodbye.
Wait for me, Molly.
Oh, hurry, please. Wait for me, Jake. Please.
I am waiting.
Please. Get your coat, Rosalie. I'll take it. Very good. Hello? Yes, Mrs. Haley. Yes, I got your recipe. Yeah, that's a beautiful dressing for the turkey, but I don't think so. Yes. When the train 4:15. The family's coming. I don't know, dear. Yes, if you wish. Yes. Goodbye.
Who else now?
Jake, please, they're all anxious to know, even as you and I. Everybody was invited to the wedding, and then they were canceled. That's all. So, the news? So, what is your next, please?
I am going, Molly.
Jake, wait a minute, please. The telephone. Hello? Yes, Mrs. Roberts. Yes, well, I don't know. The only thing I know is Sammy called. And said, don't prepare.
Papa's calling you, Ma.
I'll know soon.
Hook my glasses, Rosalie.
All right, Ma. The family's coming.
Don't that put the pup in last year?
Mama.
The 4th of June.
Don't poop.
All right. Then I'll see you at the station. Bye.
Looks like everybody's going to the station.
Are you ready, Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
So close the back door, did you?
Oh, yes.
All right. This is the right time, oh, Rosalie?
Yes,
all right, so come, Lou, please. And pop it a fidget sneaker ready. Buffy your neck, please. Come, stop, Kitty.
The telephone.
Oh, please, Rosalie, I'm going. I'm going, Rosalie, please.
Oh, operator, are you sure there's no answer to Goldberg? Well, ring again, please. Hello, is this Miss Todd, the operator in Lastonbury? Well, look, this is Sammy Goldberg. Will you please call everybody in town and tell them to go to the station? There's a wedding reception. It's for Dr. Tater, yeah. Well, look, my train is leaving. Please. Thanks.
Sammy has spread the word. And if Miss Todd, the telephone operator, can find anybody in, there'll be a great crowd at Lastonbury Station. And everyone will know the news except Molly, who didn't wait for the most important call. You know, I think it's time you showed you this man who's boss. So just throw out those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they teach on speed. And those tough granulated soaps, because they're short on gentleness to your hands. Yep, such halfway soaps don't belong to your dishpan. Now that new Dove is here, that brand new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Dove has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness to your hands. Yes, your hands will really come out of the dishpan feeling beautifully soft and smooth. In fact, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made can beat Dove for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell the difference in Dove right in the start. Ask for Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. The train comes into Lastonbury, and the wedding bells practice ringing while Molly stares in wonder. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of voices.